Talk a little Brickyard now. Kyle Busch, he's an interesting story going into the Brickyard because he won it last year.
Yes.
Hadn't won a race since.
No. And
but yet, through the miracle and magic of the cup standings, he's third.
Yeah, with the way they do these now, they've got the stages. It's helped out a little bit. Even drivers without wins are able to rack up some points going forward. And it's not just with you're talking about Kyle Busch. The Joe Gibbs Racing team had not won until last race. My boy Denny Hamlin took the checkered flag in New Hampshire, and that's the first time Joe Gibbs had a victory this year.
Bananas, right?
And now you're looking at Kyle Busch, who had won last year here, and hasn't won since.
Yeah. To give us some more insight, let's bring in our buddy Jordan Bianchi. He's the NASCAR writer for SB Nation Radio. Jordan, what's up, man? Welcome to the Sports Bosses.
Always a pleasure. Thanks for having me on, gentlemen.
So we were talking about Kyle Busch and his had won a race since last year's Brickyard, and yet third in the standings. What is he the biggest storyline going into the Brickyard this weekend?
Yeah, I would definitely say so, just because of the fact that, yeah, like you said, he's winless, he hasn't won in a year, and he's had a great season. If you look at the stats, he's had third in points, he's second in laps led, fourth in average finish. He's done everything right but win races, and he's been in contention numerous times this season. It just circumstances continually kind of work against him, and other times he's made mistakes. Last week, for example, at New Hampshire, he had two pit road speeding penalties, and that was a race he probably should have won. So Kyle is definitely the big story going into this weekend's Brickyard 400.
Now, I have a question for you, Jordan, because my guy drives the FedEx 11, Denny Hamlin, and he won that race in New Hampshire. Now, what's going on with Joe Gibbs Racing? Or have they finally figured this out?
Yeah, it's a great question, and it's an unusual start for them because they didn't win a race until last weekend. And if you look at the last 2 years, this was the dominant organization. They were winning, you know, a good chunk of the races. They were leading the laps. They were the team that everybody was looking at saying, hey, we have to beat them, and they weren't winning. And it was unusual, and it was frustrating. And the Gibbs guys were looking at this going, what are we doing wrong? Because other Toyota teams were doing well. They were winning races. And they slowly have kind of figured it out a little bit. They've gotten better over the last 6 to 8 weeks, and you're seeing that on the track. Denny Hamlin breaks through and gets a win last weekend. Matt Kenseth, Hamlin's teammate, also was really competitive last weekend and almost won that race. And we just talked about Kyle Busch. So it looks like after that slow start to the year, which was really unusual for this team, they're back to the level they were at in 2015-16, and they're starting to kind of establish themselves as a dominant team again. And that's a really good time, too, because the playoffs are starting in 7 weeks. So this is a really prime opportunity for Gibbs to get some momentum going, rack up some wins, and then assert themselves come the playoffs.
Jordan Bianchi here on with Sports Bosses with us. Check him out on Twitter at Jordan_Bianchi. Jordan, big story yesterday. Alex Bowman gets named the driver of the 88 for 2018. From all the reports I had read, he was always, at least the reports I read, was going to be that driver. Then I saw other reports start saying Keselowski might be in there. Is that the reason they did this announcement so quickly?
Well, they had a lot of options on the table, and there were some guys they were chasing. Keselowski was certainly one of them. Brad has a history with that team. He started with them. It's a mutual respect between both sides. Matt Kenseth is another name that was out there. But ultimately decided to go with Bowman for a couple of reasons. One, he did a really great job last year filling in for Dale Earnhardt Jr., who had a concussion last season. Bowman started 10 races, nearly won a couple of them, was really competitive. He asserted himself with the team. He had built rapport with the sponsors, and it was really a seamless transition. He was someone who could step in there, and they wouldn't have to go through a learning curve, so to speak. And that was the big thing. And also, he's a young driver, and this is a sport that's kind of in transition right now. They're looking at 20-year-olds. For a long time, drivers were in their late 30s, early 40s. Those were kind of the prime years for a NASCAR driver. That's definitely shifted nowadays, and now teams want younger drivers who are marketable, who are charismatic, who can do things on the track and off it with sponsors and such, and that really is what Bowman does. So he's going to have an opportunity to hop on the best ride in the sport. Now it's going to be up to him to show that he deserves it full time.
Talking to Jordan Bianchi of SB Nation's NASCAR coverage, and you make a good point. NASCAR really a sport right now in transitioning from some of the big names like Tony Stewart and Dale Earnhardt Jr. who are leaving the sport to now the young fellas. Where is the state of NASCAR right now? Is it in a healthy place? Is it struggling?
That's a complicated question. It's got its issues. There's no doubt about it. I mean, The television ratings are down from where it was, you know, 10 years ago. They continue to decline. Attendance is flat and in some cases down as well. As you said, there's a gap now where you're seeing a lot of big name drivers. Stewart Gordon, Carl Edwards, Dale Earnhardt Jr. are now retiring or will soon retire. It's a sport in transition, and there's a lot of issues. The costs of the sport are out of control. It needs to be more corralled. Sponsors are having second thoughts about continuing its relationship with NASCAR, whether it's for, you know, the series sponsorship, for example, or a team sponsorship. So there are a lot of question marks and a lot of things that need to be fixed and worked on. And that said, NASCAR's problems with television ratings and attendance aren't that different from other sports as well, because this is something that's going on across the sports landscape. So certainly in NASCAR, it's more pronounced, but it's not unique.
Jordan Bianchi here on with the Sports Balls, SB Nation Radio. Jordan, some of the, I guess you call the older guys and gals that have been in NASCAR for a while, a lot of possible free agents and a lot of teams might re-sign, but some of the names on that list, Kenseth, Patrick, Danica Patrick, Casey Kane, Jamie Murray, Paul Menard, Eric Almirola, Brad Keselowski. When you're a sponsor and you got to, you know, come up with some of this money, who are some of the names that are going to get rides just because of the name?
Well, that's a great question, and it's interesting because, you know, one of those names who for a long time has gotten sponsorship because of her name was Danica Patrick.
Yes.
That's not really the case anymore. She doesn't have a lot of main sponsorship. She's a free agent at the end of the season, as you mentioned, and there's questions of whether she's going to return because she's not producing on the track. The results haven't been there. She only has one top 10 finish this year. She's buried in points. She's not really competitive most weeks. And the sponsorship dollars are no longer coming in. There's an issue with her sponsor that pulled out at the beginning of the year. There was a lawsuit with that. So if you're her team, Stewart Haas Racing, you're looking at this going, why are we employing a driver who's not competitive on the track and isn't helping our bottom line? So that is one big name that's going to be out there because of it. And there's a real good chance that she may not be in NASCAR next year because of this. So that would probably be the top one I'd look at in terms of name value and everything of what might be coming ahead.
Now, I think one of the issues NASCAR is having, and it's called bad karma, is they were all against these Monster Energy girls. That clearly soured everyone. I mean, would you agree? I mean, how dare they besmirch the Monster Energy girls?
Well, I mean, if you're going to sign out with Monster, you know exactly what you're getting. And you can say what you want about Monster on a lot of different levels. They are very upfront about who they are and what they are and how they're going to do it. And to their credit, it's worked really, really well for them on a lot of avenues. So if you're going to criticize that, I don't think you've done your research, because they're doing exactly what they do in every other sport they've been associated with, and it's worked. So kudos to them.
That's Jordan Bianchi. He covers NASCAR for SB Nation. Follow his stuff at Jordan_Bianchi. Brickyard 400 going on this weekend. Who wins the race? Real quick, Jordan, who wins this thing?
Well, we talked about Kyle Busch, and I just don't see – he's going to be really competitive. I mean, he's won the last two races here, and you look at the last few races going into this weekend, he's been really competitive, could have won, you know, last three or four races in a row. I do think he finally breaks through and gets that first win, and he'd become the first driver to win three races in Indianapolis in a row on the NASCAR side.
Excellent. Well, listen, go down to St. Elmo's, have yourself a shrimp cocktail on us, and thanks for hanging out with us, man.
I will take your advice. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you,
That's Jordan.
Jordan
Bianchi of SB Nation NASCAR. We're going to take a break.